Tip Together Podcast. Hey everybody, what's up and welcome back to another episode of the Staple Together Podcast for the comic book release week of March 18th, 2020. I'm Peachy.
I'm Ooze.
I'm Sudon.
I burped when he said it, so I had to burp away from the mic, so I don't want to hear that later, personally.
Yeah.
Great starts to all of this season. I'm super excited.
For real. Do you want to sing us a tune to get us started with our first segment of this show there?
Staple Together Podcast.
Whee!
It's close.
Yeah. Let's
maybe
go.
Maybe an hour ago.
Start off with the news.
New news?
New news for this week.
No news is like good news, it's like bad news, it's like news.
What have you got for us, Ooze?
So Netflix has made this streaming service so you can watch videos with your friends and you can chat during the movie. And
really?
The TV shows that you're watching, what is it called? Netflix Party. I already forgot. But Netflix Party, so you can connect to anyone else who also owns a Netflix account and watch at the same time instead of being like, okay, let's try and sync our videos, and it never works, ever.
Right.
You have to, like, pause at the right time for bathroom breaks. It's just not
good. Can you use the same login as the person you're watching with?
I doubt it.
Because, like, how many of these streaming services, the common joke is, you know, how many people are you using your password?
At least 10. It's at least 10.
There's 10 for, well, they've limited it. You know, Disney Plus is 10, but that's it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think that's actually pretty awesome.
That's CoronaFlix?
It's Corona and Chill. Actually.
Corona and chill.
Or quarantine and chill.
Quarantine and chill.
Yeah, because I don't think you want the Corona and chill.
No.
Quarantine and chill, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I dig that.
Yeah.
Is it free?
As long as you own a Netflix account, you can do it, yeah.
Super
Must
cool.
Be subscribed.
Yeah, but I thought it was interesting that, like, different companies are trying to, like, be like, okay, so you can't go see your friends and hang out, but you can stay at home and still talk to them.
Yeah.
Stuff. And I hope they keep it, too, because that's just something that I think Netflix should have done for quite a while.
That and make a fucking, playlist option. So you can make a dang playlist.
Well, then it doesn't play all the way through. Yeah.
I wouldn't mind a playlist.
Yeah. But no, that is cool.
That's
so,
all that I have.
So if you both pass out, does it, like, detect you both passed out and go, are you still watching at the same time?
Yeah. I mostly assume that's, like, screen sharing, basically.
I think it says, are you as guys still
watching? Are you as guys?
Are you guys still watching?
Are you guys still watching?
Hey, all y'all.
Hey, all y'all.
It depends on what region you're in.
Yeah, right. Hey, y'all.
It takes into account the local dialect, how you yelled at it.
Yeah.
Hey, man. You watch at the Netflix?
No.
No, man. Okay.
But what did you have, Sudon?
Yeah, what did you have for us, Sudon?
This is the most riveting news in this time of sadness. We jump back into the past with Archie getting a collision crossover, which he's had so many recently.
Yeah, for
the
sure.
52, or the B-52s. Almost the new 52.
Yeah.
New 52.
You have new 52 on the,
it's all
on,
like,
the brain.
Guitar playing Superman, Batman's on the drum, Wonder Woman's just with these crossover with Predator twice, werewolves.
Yeah.
He's just, they're moving Archie out of the realm of just the same thing.
Yeah.
And he's crossing into and stopping a invasion on the planet with none other than Flash Gordon.
Oh, wow. Flash Gordon and Archie. He's a savior of the universe.
So, yeah, it's supposed to hit comic shops according to Tulsa World article and point. It's coming in June, beginning of June, as far as we know.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, Ming the Merciless attempts a full-scale invasion of the Earth.
Awesome. I dig it.
Via Riverdale.
I dig it.
It's going to be written by Jeff Parker, who wrote the Archie Meets Batman 66.
Oh, okay.
So, cool. He'll have fun with the campiness.
For sure.
But yeah.
That's awesome.
That was my news, although I was going to mention that also WrestleMania is still going to be going forward in this event, just without a crowd.
Which may, you know, raise the dramaticism of the event. I think that might be the... it's something new for sure, and I think it might have a lot of people tuning in.
They'll have to change their game, so they have to be a little bit more creative about hiding things. But I just wanted to mention that because that's kind of a big 70,000 people. We're gonna be in there.
Jesus.
Yeah.
But that's it for me.
Yeah. Wow. Good stuff though. My news today I got from an article. Pardon me. Comicbook.com article by Brandon Davis, and that says Bloodshot's being released digitally amidst the coronavirus theater shutdown. So it'll be available for electronic sale through, starting March 24th. I know that it didn't have much of a chance at a run in the theaters, and now with, you know, all the shutdowns and everything. Especially theaters not being able to show these movies. Universal and a few other companies, Sony.
Lionsgate.
Yeah. A few of them have made the choice to put their movies out on demand, you know, and...
Frozen 2 came out 3 months
ago. Yeah, there's a couple new ones. The Hunt. The Hunt is there. Yeah, just get craziness. It's just craziness around the world. But this says that the movie will be available then on the 24th for purchase at the price of $19.99. You know, and then you get to own that digital copy. The cool thing about this is that I heard that a lot of the movies that are being released on video on demand are doing a $20 rental price. To still gain back revenue.
Right. That makes sense.
But yeah, it does. It's not a terrible price, you know. It's a movie ticket, minimum $8.
Right.
You know.
And at least you don't have to pay for that for the popcorn.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and in people the comfort of your popcorn? Own home.
Well, I mean, the snack bar is usually really expensive. So, I mean, like that's kind of the overhead there now is gone. So, yeah.
Yeah.
This is just an interesting situation that we're in. I wonder if that's what All Seas was live about earlier. They had the guy from Bloodshot, the creator of Bloodshot, up there. They've been doing a lot of stuff with him lately. Yeah. But they had that one guy I hate, and I had to shut off. So. I'm sorry, I don't hate him. I dislike him.
Hate's a strong word.
The actual quote from Sony Pictures was, Sony Pictures is firmly committed to theatrical exhibition, and we support windowing. That is, of course, being able to do multiple things on a single screen. You know, since, of course, Sony has all types of electronic products, they're going to be on par with their customers wanting to do that. So,
nice.
You know, that's a big draw for some reason, they figured, to the audience. And this is a unique and exceedingly rare circumstance where theaters have been required to close nationwide for the greater good, and Bloodshot is abruptly unavailable in any medium. Audiences will now have the chance to own Bloodshot right away and see it at home, where we're all spending more time. We are confident that, like other businesses hit hard by the virus, movie theaters will bounce back strongly, and we will be there to support them.
Woo! Yeah.
wonder if you can use your movie passes that get you, like, the free movies.
Right.
Can I use my card? How do I use that? This whole situation is very unprecedented. And like, I, from the comic book fans' point, I'm curious about Bloodshot, but it wasn't one that I was really, like, jumping at the bit to go see.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go see it, and I'm really excited to see another company jumping into this movie realm that we've had DC trying, and Marvel, holding the majority hold on.
Yeah.
Right. It's cool to see, like, Valiant's coming in. Image is supposed to be coming in with Spawn and other stuff, and so I'm like...
Oni had Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
That they did.
We did.
It was a really good movie.
We can't rely on these awesome movies like Sonic the Hedgehog to carry the box office right now.
I don't know what that is.
But it's kind of just unprecedented. This is a weird situation. I'm glad they're doing one.
I love that the majority or the big part of the entertainment industry realize how big they are to people, especially when they have to be at home, in self-confined quarantines, staying home for the health of themselves and others. And, having that extra entertainment there is definitely, I think it's a great idea. I think it's an awesome idea. Now, although I might maybe a little money grubbing at certain points, but it is what it is. They have to make their money back. They have to make revenue. So don't hate it.
It's a business.
Yeah. At the end of the day, for sure. But I love that they're providing this stuff for us.
Fast and the Furious 9 has been canned? No. It's the one with John Cena.
Right?
That's the one that everyone wants to see.
No, this hit me hard with the Jurassic World 3 Dominion was put on hiatus. And definitely that hit hard, but
yeah.
I'm coping.
They'll be fine. They'll come back.
For sure.
Dinosaurs. Oh, you should see the things I've seen.
But I guess...
it's on fire.
I guess that does it for our new segment of today's show. We go ahead and move into our comic book reviews for
comic book review. It's a comic book review.
That's what it is.
Do do do. New theme.
I had three books this week.
Hold on, let me get your artists.
Yeah, thanks.
And your
so I had Nightwing number 70.
Oh, you're on your own.
That's why I'm doing it first, so I can remember. continued writing by Dan Jurgens and art by Percy Benjamin. It is leading into the Joker War.
Do I need to pick it up?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm curious about the Joker War because he's determined to end Batman, to put an end to their...
Yeah.
To their...
And the Bat family.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm curious what's going to happen.
He's not a fan that there's the Nightwings everywhere.
Really?
He's like, you're not Nightwing. There's one Nightwing, and you're not him. Bye. Basically. That was the best part of the book, was Joker showing up.
Nice.
Also had... DC's Sun Killables number 2, continued writing by
Tom Taylor.
Continue artwork by
Carl Monstert.
Monstert.
Hmm.
And colors by
Rex Locus.
I like the name Rex. That's a good name.
That's a good one. Very, very captain-y.
Yeah. And I also had Justice League number 43
she
with
got
suit
the
on.
Ben Oliver cover.
What?
She got the Ben Oliver cover.
I did. I did get the. Deceased. It was the movie homage cover.
They still call it the horror cover.
Yeah, but it's not. Full Metal Jacket is not a horror movie.
No.
Debate us.
Please do it.
I'm staring at the camera.
Do it.
There's not a camera.
Do
it's
it.
A mic.
Do it.
Debate us.
Deep. debate.
For sure.
Justice League number 43, continued writing by
Robert Vendetti.
Continued artwork by
Doug Monicchi.
Mankey. Right? Mankey?
I think it's Monicchi? Mono?
Continued colors by
David Barron.
I really don't like this cover. Can we talk about it for a second? Can we talk about where is... why? First of all, why is Wonder Woman's sword so small? Secondly, where is the hilt of the sword? It's not a dagger, it's a sword.
The size of it, it's like a dagger.
Well, yeah. It's like a long dagger. And where is the hilt? Like the, the cross hilt? It's a cross hilt sword, right? Where is it? Where is it? Also, what's going on with her thumb? Superman's hand. I hate this cover. Like,
wait.
I kept looking at it.
Yeah, wait. Where's that other hand? Wait. Okay, no.
But the thumb. The thumb's what's really bothering me about that. Look at this cover, people. Please look at it. It bothers me so bad. But yeah.
It's definitely not as bad as that Shazam cover.
Or this Flash cover.
My boy.
It's so bad.
It is. It's
Green
terrible.
Lantern looks asleep.
Like, yeah, no.
Batman looks depressed.
Batman is depressed.
Barry Allen's dead.
Yeah, I mean, we already talked about that last week. This Barry Allen looks like garbage. He shouldn't be that muscly, first of all. Runners are never that muscly. Anyways, we're not talking about Jim Lee's.
The cover was done by Brian Hitch and Jason Wright.
Yeah, you guys suck. I'm just kidding.
Damn!
I'm so sorry, I didn't mean that.
Wow!
Good A for effort, guys. But D for execution.
For art, yeah. I appreciate you guys. I mean, it's absolutely a better cover than I could ever draw, so I obviously don't mean
that. Yeah, wait. How is that happening?
That's what I'm saying. It atomically doesn't make any sense.
Stare at it long enough, you can see a unicorn. Right.
Why does Superman have Joe Biden's face, and why is he Joe Biden-ing Wonder Woman?
That's terrible.
He's got both his hands on her.
I cannot.
I'm sorry.
Can't believe you bite into that whole thing.
Creepy Uncle Joe. 1%. So my pick of the week was Unkillables number 2. Yeah.
Peachy's gone all
emo Spider-Man.
Emo Spider-Man 3.
No, he's dancing. It's unfortunate.
Oh God.
This was a really good book. I freaked out about it.
Deceased.
Yes, Deceased number 2. Is that your pick of the week? Okay. You don't know yet.
Deceased Unkillables.
Okay. Well, you're gonna have to pick a different book unless you want to do all of your books right now.
It's not my pick of the week.
Okay, not your pick of the week. Okay. It was a really good book.
It was.
Stuff went down. Mirror Master died.
Like a lot of people.
A lot of people died. Mostly Mirror Master. Wonder Woman's a zombie. Captain Cold's probably dead too. Bane's dead.
Captain Cold bit...
Is that who bit him?
Yeah, Mirror Master.
I thought it was Wonder Woman.
No, she was standing in the distance watching it.
That explains a lot. Yep, that's what happened. Good job. Paying attention.
That's the one time. She usually goes and says, no, that happened. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was reading it really fast because there was a lot happening. But,
It was a lot of, stuff to get.
Yeah.
But.
But yeah, it was so good. The art's good, but the story is so much better. The art's not bad. It's the story that's like.
What do you think of that end?
Everyone's gonna die. Okay, I want to talk about really quick the fact that Jason Todd was like, "Oh, I know that kid. I know that kid. His name was Billy Batson." And I'm like, oh god, everyone's gonna die. Oh god, and then nothing happened.
Just nothing happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't have thought that he would have gotten out of there by that time.
Right, which, I mean, but he can't talk, because he's a zombie, so he can't say the magic word of Shazam, so he can't turn into Shazam, which is fine, because now he's dead, and he's no longer a threat to anyone, but
or Billy.
But Billy is dead. But yeah, the bad guys from the last issue teamed up with the quote unquote good guys from this issue, and they're training kids how to kill. And Bane takes off his mask, which I thought was crazy.
Yeah, that one. Like, I liked that kid. Like, was all like,
really?
Yeah. I can't understand you. You were muffled.
Yeah.
And then he took off. Like, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
So that was, yeah.
It was a good book. I enjoyed it a lot. Bambi got the entire everything that happened. I couldn't remember Vandal Savage's name while I was telling Bambi, so that's he okay. was called Dude Bro for the majority of my story.
Dude Bro ripped.
That's what I can only remember.
He got ripped out of the book, so you're
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, he's fine.
That's awesome.
Zombie Wonder Woman. Man. Man.
Yeah. Makes me super really regret not picking up, like, from the beginning.
Yeah, all of deceased.
Yeah.
There's a lot of it. Like, it's jarring in a way, kind of like when you watch
Marvel's
Zombies.
Not in a jarring kind of way?
No,
that's
unfortunately.
That's fun. When you see, like, Marvel Zombies, Spider-Man eating Mary Jane May, like that whole situation, you kind of get that. But it's been kind of magnified a little bit more because you're getting it all over the DC universe.
And DC's always been the darker universe.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's not even like I know that it's actual zombies in Marvel, but these aren't zombies. They're just trying to spread the infection as much as they can. They're not trying to eat or anything.
It's got a active mind to it. Yeah. Like it kind of feels like the Flood.
Spread. Yes.
I'm feeling Flood vibes.
Huh.
Oh man, Halo Infinite. Holiday 2020.
PS5 who?
Exactly.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's a good book though.
It's the best. It's
one more.
There's only 3 issues.
Oh really?
So
oh yeah, that's
it's
right.
all
going
to come to come to a quick end in the next book, and then Deceased 2, Dead World, which hopefully is as good, if not better.
I
doubt, but.
I heard that that upcoming 3 Jokers might be a 3 book, also 3 book mini. But yeah, what you got? What do you have for us today, Sudan?
I have books, lots of books.
He had Unkillables and Justice League and Power Rangers, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers versus Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yep,
part of that.
That's it. Not versus.
So yeah, continuing, we did have Deceased too. My question to you was actually, what do you think of the little romance at the end there? Jason Todd and
Rose Wilson.
Huh.
Okay. Jason Todd is going to ruin every relationship that he's in, so I always anticipate him not being in a relationship for long, so I really just
but
don't
she
think
can
about
see ahead.
Yeah, not that far ahead. And she the second he does something stupid, she's gonna be like, oh, okay, this is what's happening. Bye.
For
if
this,
they live long enough.
Right. After what happened there. I did rate this a 9.5. With a gyro kicker of down to a 9 out of 10. Best parts, honestly, for me were the coming to understanding between Gordon and Deathstroke that was cool. And Deathstroke going, so you're the leader.
Yeah. Basically, to Gordon. If you're not the leader, Bane's going to be the leader, and I don't like that. So.
Which is that the fact that you've seen villains and heroes.
Yeah.
Dude, that was cool.
I forgot about the entire Mirror Master thing again. I said it at the beginning and then I didn't touch on it again, but yeah, Mirror Master.
Mirror Master, this gangly little dude taking out that massive guy.
Yeah. You just one bite, man.
One bite. Bye, Bane.
And Mirror Master, like, oh god.
Yeah, this
just
is a good
continue,
book.
Please.
It sounds like a good book.
And we're looking forward to what's going on in the next one, because Wonder Woman rips.
Yeah.
She ripped Vandal Savage in half.
Oh, nice! I thought he was, like, unkillable or something.
Well, when you get ripped in half, it's kind of hard
to come
back.
He also died in the main universe, too, in Justice League. Lex Luthor killed him.
I did not remember that.
Yeah, that happened like forever ago.
Next one I had was also Justice League number 43. Now, this cover is awful. The other cover wasn't that much better, either.
I didn't see the other cover.
I don't remember who was doing it, but it was still one of those, like, why is that character here? He's not around. Right. Kind of situations.
Aquaman.
The best part of this was when Wonder Woman ripped Eradicator apart.
He's like, that stupid robot won't get in the way of us keeping our planet safe. You're a stupid robot.
I'm not like these guys. So Wonder Woman just tears people apart this week. This one got a 7.5. It was a bit better. And the fact that it got over a 7 means I'm actually keeping this series because I'm curious what's happening next. But that with the Jaro kickdown.
Tell me.
7 of 10.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping that they do something because I'm curious what that overshadow or that foreshadowing had been.
Yeah.
Next book that I read was Middle West number 16.
Yes.
Continued writing by Scotty Young, and art by Jorge. It's Corona time.
Corona.
colors by Jean-Francois Bouillou, and I got the cover that was done by Jorge.
It's Corona time.
It's Corona time.
Good book. Great book. All story coming to a head. You know, liberation of the children and slavery. And also, as the storm is coming.
Okay, I'm like, has his father caught up yet? Or?
No, it's getting pretty... Like, everything is coming to a head. Like, the Liberators had just arrived. The kids were planning their own coup. Guy was in, like, aware of everything. And he's like, ready for you. But it's like, kind of the big showdown is ready to happen in the next book. I have a feeling this book is going to end here pretty soon.
What issue was it?
16. But probably that one got a 20. 9 out of 10. Oh, on this nice. One. Some really big scores this week. Why? It was so hard to choose. Now, next book I read was Star Wars. I had that with PG, right?
Yes, sir.
Numero cuatro.
Only two more issues until Luke's yellow lightsaber.
Nice.
But it's a countdown.
I'm curious who this female is that he's seeking out.
Right.
I will fully admit, even though the silhouette doesn't show it, I'm hoping it's Ahsoka. Because who better to teach him than who taught Ezra? Who better than... That was bad. But, honestly, that would make sense.
What you're saying is you want Luke to be better than Ezra.
I want him to be
That's
she
good.
Exists at the same time. There's no reason... She's part of the Rebellion. There's no reason why she couldn't train him. I'd like to see her become a part of this franchise and, you know, teach Skywalker a little bit. And him going to Yoda and learning.
For
so,
sure.
She... did show those younglings how to get their lightsaber crystals. Maybe he may meet him, and maybe he'll meet David Tennant Robot, too.
I love David Tennant Robot!
I'm curious. I mean, I don't know who it is. I had, you know, I flashed to a couple thoughts. I kind of had a couple minuscule hopes. Maybe, you know, Mara Jade something, but she wasn't exactly Force-sensitive. She was a hand of the Emperor.
Did Luke train her later?
I don't remember.
Oh, that said, it is so weird. It's up in the air. It could be just about anybody. I mean, they did say at the end of the Clone Wars there was about 100 Jedi that survived, so.
Huh.
Who knows who they could be. But yeah, that book, Charles Scholl, writer, Jesus Diaz is the artist, Arif Prianto is the colorist, and I got the cover of the R.B. Silva. There's more names on there, but I didn't want to write them down. Huh? I don't know Spanish.
No, I said he has the meats. Because his name is Arby's.
Arby's, ah.
He got
I don't speak Spanish, so I don't know names. That got an 8 out of 10 for me.
Nice.
Okay, so here comes the hard part. I had two additional books in this week. One of them happened to be Mighty Morphin Power Rangers meets Ninja Turtles. not versus.
I said that after I finished saying it. It's not versus.
It is. Number four. Writing by Ryan Perot. Walter Biamonte and Igor Monti are the colorists, and or somebody. I have colorists twice on my sheet here. Simone DiMio is the colorist, I think, and Goni Montes is. Oh, it isn't. Okay. Okay. Goni Montes did the covers, which were all the individual Ninja Turtles holding the Pink Ranger helmet.
So, Doug is curious about that. Why the Pink Ranger helmet?
The last month was the Blue Ranger. Oh. They're doing one of each one every month. So.
Okay.
And I'm like, the Pink Ranger happened to be this month, which is cool.
Okay.
Story was really awesome. Continuing this, what's going on, we got to see the Turtles morph.
Oh.
Turtles morph awesome. Into the Rangers. The Rangers also kind of got a lesson from Splinter, which was kind of freaking cool. And he kind of they dressed up all ninja, go, we're Ninja Rangers, which is what they end up getting power-wise next. then the Turtles talking about how they changed the Power Rangers' weapons to fit their. So, when they got their powers, Leonardo had two swords, but they were two power swords.
Huh.
And there was a lot of, Raphael is the Red Ranger. So,
obviously.
Yeah.
He's like, why do I don't know how to drive the Megazord. I can't drive this thing. Why? Leo, you do it. Leo's like, you're the one that wanted to be red. Michelangelo had, nunchuckas, size or something, daggers on the end of nunchucks, and it was cool. It was really cool how they did it, and the Rangers looked really awesome. They invade the Technodrome, and it ends with Bebop and Rocksteady being made big into monster size for destroying New York City.
Nice.
So, and the Technodrome bursting out of Central Park. So
I see a monster fight coming.
Yeah, and this last scene is them coming up with the Rangers, and I'm like, okay, this will be interesting. So, but that one got a 9.5 out of 10. For me.
Nice.
Which is why this makes it so hard, because Yuro the Villain, Hellrisen, number 4.
The last one.
The last one in the Hellrisen, and the continuing story from the Justice League story we've been loving so much. Rating by James Tynion the 4th. Follow him. Get his stuff.
Yeah.
Ooze.
Yeah.
He makes wonderful bread loaves on Instagram. They're his babies.
I'm just like, we need to follow his writing, because that's apparently where the good stuff is happening right now.
Wait, but he's the writer for Justice League Dark.
I can't explain it, but yeah. Art by Steve.
Oh, Steve.
Yeah, Steve.
Steve Epting.
Oh,
okay.
That's cool. I was like, does it say eating? Peating? I can't read my handwriting. Coloring by Nick Filardi, nice. And cover art was Ricardo Federici.
It was really good. It was a really good cover.
Because it's got your stupid boy.
Both of them.
Standing on top of the other stupid boy.
Two stupid boys.
Yeah.
Stupid
boys. Too bad the other stupid boy didn't want to join.
Are you buying this?
No.
Okay. So, Lex has been sent on a mission.
Luke?
Luke is going to Metropolis to find his lightsaber. This whole little four-issue series has been about Lex in confronting the Batman Who Laughs, who's pretty much an affront to Perpetua, who Lex has been working so hard to bring into creation.
That was the source wall creature.
Yeah, she's the one that created everything.
Okay. Yeah.
They made the source wall to stop her.
So it's, her powers, do nothing to him because he's from the other universe. And, of course, he's empowered his universe into all the superheroes that were in the Hall of Justice.
Yeah.
And of course, all of his infected, Gordon, Supergirl, Scarab, all these characters, Donna Troy.
Blue Beetle.
So, the whole thing has pretty much been leading up to Lex, trying to figure out how to best Bruce, and he kind of comes, I was telling Ooze this earlier, he John Jones it up a notch,
big talking
monologuing villain style, talking about how In the New 52, he was a hero, and mm-hmm. he saved the world, but for some weird cosmic shift between Rebirth, and that caused him back to being the villain again, and all that, you know, the people that they stopped are back on their Earth non-stop, you know?
Right.
So he's like, everything is a joke, that's why he went down this path, and he talks about all that stuff, and...
Oh,
it's funny, is he demasks Batman, who laughs in a big battle, and actually depowers Batman, who laughs,
yeah,
and all of the infected.
That's how he gets his dark powers, is the spiky
visor,
thingy.
Spiky visor?
Here's because the thing, she loses it, gets it back on. But by that time, Lex was already like, oh yeah, here's a cure. Stabs Batman, who laughs, and gets rid of all the infected. Oh. Gordon's like, why am I here? Everybody's like, what the fuck is going on? Lex! You! Let's take both these villains. So everybody basically turns on Lex and Batman, who laughs, who... Lex is like, it's okay, we're out of here. Takes Batman, who laughs, to Perpetua.
Huh.
Offers him up, who then... Batman laughs, who goes, this is a joke. She's been playing you, Lex.
Tells
so
him the truth.
And Perpetua basically fucks Lex up pretty bad. Shoots him out into some portal, disappears, so he's gone, and he's kind of like, we're screwed. Lex is depowered. Batman, who laughs, is like, so, let's strike a deal. I know what to do with Perpetua. Perpetua's like, okay, partner. Next issues, Death Metal.
Sweet.
Yeah. Leads directly into Death Metal.
And are you guys going to be both picking that one up?
Yeah, I'm like, this is why I was like, you need to be invited.
Yes! It's on the whole plot list already.
But this book got a 9.5. Yeah, with
damn.
A no-jaro kicker. So, it's 9, so I'm... But it still was a really awesome book, so honestly, I can't decide what my book of... My book of the week is
great.
It's a a lot of these books were seriously satisfying, and it was hard to make this decision. But now you know.
Yeah, now I know.
And if you don't know, now you know.
I'm just like, I saw this happening. I was like, no, Lex, no, Lex, you did it.
Poor, it's not his fault. He's just trying to do the best that he can.
So. They did mention that the heroes are on their way to stop her, but, yeah. Batman Who Laughs knows how to stop them, apparently, and I'm like, oh, this will be interesting. So I'm curious, now, but he's depowered.
Yeah, old legs has run his last race.
Now he just has his brain, which is what he should have used in the first place.
Right.
But...
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, this is they definitely got a lot of stuff coming to a head. So, like, why couldn't this happen in Justice League?
Right.
Yeah, I don't get what.
Well, I remember us talking that Snyder only had a limited run on it.
Right.
And it was 39 issues, and I think we forgot about that at some point, and
right.
We just were like, wait, no, it's 39 issues. What's gonna happen in issue 40? And then nothing happened.
It just seems like a weird slide of. Here's this really enticing story that you guys have been following continuously,
right.
And it's over here now.
You know, I mean, more often than not, though, it sucks when, what I really hate, though, is when they change the writer on you, the story changes up, completely different style, and you stick with the book anyway, hoping that they change to a different, back to the other writer, or to a better writer,
else?
And it just never, yeah. You're like, why am I getting this? Yeah.
Deadpool.
No, actually.
Okay. I was like, is that
good? That's a, no.
Actually. So, yeah. That's terrible. Peachy, what books did you have this week?
This week I had Deadpool number 4. Deadpool number 4 was written by Kelly Thompson.
Woo.
And the inside and cover art was done by Chris Bacalo. Or Bacalo. Bacalo? Bacalao.
Bacacalolo.
Bacalculo.
Meh.
Meh.
It was actually really good. I was not disappointed. If you watched that day's, the 11th, or the 18th, excuse me, video, haul video. I wasn't too happy about getting that book. I'm like, I'm not sure why I'm still getting it. And, you know, I'm just trying to stick with it and hope it gets better. It's kind of good. And this one got an 8 from me. Oh. It was really good. It had a real classic Deadpool kind of feel. I'm kind of interested with where the story's going. I like the way they wrapped up where they were going before, you know, where the story was going before, but kind of left it. It seemed, you know, nice, tidy, clean bow, and Deadpool learned a lesson, and he's going to go and try to be the best Deadpool that Deadpool can be, you know, kind of thing, whatever.
Right.
But there was the underlying cliffhanger that was like, oh, this wasn't so neat and tidy kind of thing, and that's kind of what I liked about Scotty Young's run, was the underlying feeling that
something was going to happen.
Yeah, something's around the bend, something's coming. So that I dug it. That got an 8 from me. That was, I was between that and another book for my pick of the week. But I also had Excalibur number 9. That was written by Teeny Howard, featuring art by Marcus Two and a cover by Mahmoud A. Azrar. Yeah, Two. T-O. Excalibur 9 got a 6.5 from me.
That's not an excellent Excalibur score.
Yeah, Excalibur seems to be your lowest ranked of all of the X-Men books so far.
That's fair to say.
There are other X-Men books that you picked up today.
Cut that one down.
No, I'm going to keep it. There's stuff that's happening. It's just out of everything that's going on through the different books, it's kind of hard to keep track of. Not to say the least interesting one, but the least,
the one where the action packed.
Yeah, the least action packed one, and whatever, where it's kind of limbo-y, you know.
Really, John Jones, you.
but it was decent. I was in between a 6.5 and a 7 on that one. I gave it a 6.5. I had X-Force number 9. Written by Benjamin Percy, featuring story and cover art by Joshua Castara. That got a 7 from me. X-Force number 9 is usually my pick for the week. It's usually more
just
visceral.
Just X-Force number 9? Not any of the other...
No, just X-Force, excuse me. Yeah, X-Force.
The one that just came out today.
Yeah, just this book is usually my pick. Today's book, just this one book. It's the book
last
I usually
week.
Pick
X-Force
every week.
Number 4, number 9.
Number 9.
Usually it's usually more visceral and the story is more, you know, straight to the punch and you get to see where it's going. This one was a little bit slow, although it was still good. It wasn't my favorite of the series so far. I gave it a 7.
Oh.
But my pick for the week was Star Wars number 4.
Wow. Sweet.
Again, written by Charles Soule, story art by Jesus Saez, and cover by R.B. Silva is what the information I had.
Fresh.
Yes. I gave it an 8.5. It felt very, very Star Wars-y to me. I could see it on screen, you know, while it played out in the book. The art definitely doesn't hurt that because they've got great art going on in these books. But, you know, him, like Sunan had mentioned, him going back to Cloud City, not Gotham City, but Cloud City to try to find his life save. You said Metropolis.
Yeah, no, because he was talking about Justice League. I think
I was making a joke about Metropolis.
Yeah.
He was saying Justice League, and he started to say... Oh, no. He was talking about Hell Arisen, and he started to say Luke instead of Lex.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah, Luke Skywalker went back to Metropolis to find his lightsaber.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The kid, I dug that part of the story, you know. And, of course, yeah, he's searching, can't find it, asks the garbage pickers around. They haven't seen anything, and, of course... The second he leaves, one of them finds it, and we don't know if we'll ever see the journey from there to Episode 7 when it resurfaces, but this is where we'll see Luke, you know, create his new lightsaber, or coming up to. The story was really good in that it felt like the end of episode 4, kind of where, or not the, the beginning of, excuse me, the beginning of Empire, when Luke breaks off to go to Dagobah, go back to Dagobah, or whatever.
My thing, I wanted to mention this, and I like this, is they kind of cleared up a question that I didn't know I needed answered, is how the did he get Red 5 back?
Right?
Like, after they left Cloud City, think about this, they left on the Millennium Falcon. He landed with the Red 5. And then, in Jedi, he has his Red 5 back.
It happens.
Like, I never
thought... It was in the hold? Like the Falcon, maybe?
No, it was on...
He wouldn't fit in the Falcon.
No, it was on... It was on Cloud City. It was in Gotham City over there.
Oh,
like, they had impounded by the Empire. I didn't even think about it. Like, when he... Because he landed there to go and save them from Dagobah. That was like... Whoa, I didn't even think about that! Yeah. You know? Whoa!
They put a lot of thought into this stuff, and it connects really well to the existing story. So I'm glad you convinced me, between you and the nephew over there, convinced me to pick this one up, and I'm glad I did. It's turning out to be pretty good.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I mean, Star Wars in the comics has just been... Disney knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
Go away, haters.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, that's my books and my pick for this week.
I mean, keep listening and subscribe and share and everything. You know, but go away.
Yes. Don't talk. Well, that's great. I love Star Wars.
Oh, show.
Awesome books, man.
Yeah, hell yeah. They were really good books. I mean, I haven't had any nines in a couple weeks, but I thought they were pretty good books this week. Anyway, you guys.
What books do we have?
What books do you have next week?
Man, I have at least one book. Angel and Spike number 10. I almost said Spike and Angel number 10 because that's how I have it written down. Angel and Spike number 10. I also have Flash number 752 and Red Hood Outlaw number 44. I'm going to assume that Flash is going to be my pick of the week. Now that I'm actually reading it, it's really good.
Right.
Sudan.
I have hope to have caught up Action Comics, but I've been working hard on that. Just work's been really weird. I'll have Amazing Spider-Man, number 42.
Yes, sir.
BG. Spike and Angel, number 10 over there.
Spike and Angel.
I'm wondering if they start doing the Kevin Wada, isn't it the Wada covers that he was doing with
the Spotlight covers?
Gunn and
That'd be great, Lauren but he... He posted a couple of things, but someone asked him if he was going to be doing Angel and Buffy covers, and he said, I have not been asked to do anymore, which is unfortunate.
Oh, wow. Boom.
Boom.
Yeah.
Get on that shit.
Yeah.
All right.
I love Kevin Warren.
Batman Superman gets the next installment. I don't know what they're doing with these dollar comics. A lot of Justice League coming out. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, Justice League books.
Are you picking up that giant size Nightcrawler? Is this the second giant size?
It is.
Okay, because I think I'm going to pick that up too, but not read it.
Just like the rest of the X-Books that you've picked up.
Well, I mean, I'm trying. I have
DC's more important, apparently.
Well, I have them physically, and those are digital. I can just, like, power through them in one day. Like, that's easier. I can do it on the toilet. By the way, digitals are really successful for that. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, number 49. I had to zoom in. My pictures are terrible. That's going to be fun. I got... God, there's so many books coming out. Bounty Hunters, number 2, comes out next week.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm also getting that, apparently. Oh,
yeah. Supergirl Power... Or Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Transformers versus Terminator number one. I'm definitely picking that up. Done by IDW. They know what they're doing when it comes to these franchises. And then I hope maybe X-Men I'll catch up, but definitely I know my pick of the week is probably going to be Ghostbusters year one.
Oh, yeah. I have Ghostbusters or Mighty Morphin.
Mighty Morphin, but there's a lot of strong hitters coming out next week that I'm like, oh, yeah, tips better be good. Yeah. what do you got, Peachy?
Like you mentioned before, I share Amazing Spider-Man number 42 with you. I will be picking up the giant-sized X-Men Nightcrawler number one. It's a heavy week for the X-Books.
Mm-hmm.
Hellions number one is out this next week. Punisher Soviet number six is out, which I may just, you know, catch up on that book. I don't have it digitally, but I'll probably read those. Number six is the last in the series, so maybe I'll read those and see what that's about. Wolverine number two is out, X-Men number nine is out, and X-Men Fantastic Four number three is out. I did pick up number one and two, so I do have to play catch up on those.
I'm over here doing cheerleading symbols like the like X. Two, three.
But yeah, a little bit of catch up on some titles for me, but
you shouldn't be around your books.
Dude, that's how you ruin them.
But nope. Ketchup.
Yeah.
Mustard?
Ketchup. Mm. Yeah.
Don't like mustard.
You know what people should do is pick these comic books up at their local comic book stores and such and support local businesses and support these artists and writers that are doing awesome work on these books and putting out these stories for people like us that love them. Yeah, so...
not those guys on Justice League.
Hey, poor guys. But yeah, do the thing, guys. Where's your local comic book store?
If you don't know, go to comicbookstorelocator.com.
Oh!
Right.
Yeah. Type in your area, go to the place, do the thing. Sorry, the Google Dot just tried to think that I was talking to it.
Huh.
Find your local comic book store at comicbookstorelocator.com. Not a paid sponsorship.
We're not sponsored.
Nope.
But you can also check us out on all of the social medias. We got the Facebook, don't go there, Instagram and Twitter. We're more responsible on there.
We are.
We're more responsible. No, we're more responsive on those locations, and we're actually more active on those.
Yeah.
So check us out. We got Peachy Keen 76.
Yes, sir.
Got awesome art. He just put up a really fun Deadpool one. That was a lot of fun how he did that.
Pictures.
Then you got Suit On Segment on the YouTubes.
Yes, sir.
I'm currently in the middle of the... I'm in the losers round of the...
The bracket
that I help co-host.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's good stuff from that other host over there, though, on your or the other player over there on your loss with the, you know, rest in peace suit on.
it's been a lot of fun, good community. But yeah, check us out on there. Yeah, it was a Stapled Together podcast is also another
Stapled
good one.
Together Pod on Instagram.
On Instagram.
Yeah. And on Facebook. Or, yeah, not Facebook, the other one.
Twitter.
There's groups and stuff.
I think I'm PGF Keen on Twitter. Maybe. Something like that, PGF Keen. So I'm PG Keen, PGF Keen, or something on Facebook.
Just look for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'll find it.
Yeah.
We're there. We're on all the... You're obviously listening to us on one of these platforms. But
yes.
We're on
I hope. Someone, are you listening?
Share us, like us, subscribe, comment.
I hope you're listening to it on a platform, not just in your head. Cause
right?
That's a bad time.
Weird coming. It's new technology.
Right?
It's the future.
Shunon, do you have a quote to close us out with?
They actually do what's going on in the world.
Oh, yeah. That's right. We're not going to be doing a quote.
Yeah. I think we forgo that and just kind of let everybody know it's going to be okay. You know, it's really scary out there right now. Everybody's kind of freaking out. But we're we'll be fine. We just stick together. Remember all, it was the five things. So, wash your hands. Mm-hmm. Don't touch your face.
Social distancing.
Social distancing. 6 feet.
Yeah. What's the cleaning, disinfecting?
Disinfect everything consistently, and be socially aware. You know, don't spread things that are false information, but just help each other out. Stay away from old people. Yeah.
Stay away from young people.
Yeah, just
stay away from people.
Just work it out.
But don't. If you people with social anxiety, it's very easy to stay away from people. But people who are actually social beings, it's hard.
Hashtag social distancing since 1976.
1982. Yours doesn't match with the rhythm, bro.
Oh yeah, I saw Star Wars before you. No, what did that matter? No, just take care of each other. Just it'll be fine. Yeah. Read these books. Stay inside. Yeah. I know in a lot of places it's actually kind of beautiful outside. Yeah. It's been kind of enticing, but we'll get through this. This is just to make it so it doesn't get worse.
In the words of the demon Zac Efron, we're all in this together.
Yes.
And if it fails, you just need to do one thing. And that is, Dormammu, I've come to bargain.
They want death.
I'm leaving.
If someone has corona, can you please? I'm just kidding.
Be nice to the people around you. Don't freak out.
Yeah. If they're wearing masks, it's probably not that big of a deal. Just stay a good distance away, but don't, beat them up or stare awkwardly at them.
Don't overbuy. Yeah. You know, leave enough for others.
Yeah. Star Trek. There's lots of... There's so much content that you guys can catch up on.
There's a lot to do.
There's also 61 episodes of Critical Role.
Yes!
Of Stapled Together to listen to.
Yes. Oh my god. What the heck?
I don't know.
She's advertising. Yeah,
there's even more Critical Role to listen to, so...
Oh, I'm sorry. This is completely cut out, but did you see the Night Vale's doing a marathon?
No.
Patreon sent it to us. They're like, Night Vale made Patreon for Corona stuff.
That's nice.
I wanted to tell you because we hit our Patreon on it. I'm like, oh, by the way, we have a Patreon.
Yeah.
Help us.
Yeah, help us, improve the podcast.
If you could help out, it would be greatly appreciated. We do enjoy what we do, and hopefully you enjoy it just as much. And help out to keep us going.
Yeah. Those words.
Thank you for listening.
Do you have a quote from us?
Yeah.
Do you have a quote from us,
Damn it, I'm dying. Kill me. You know what? No. You know what you haven't said this week, Sudan?
That's not what
happened. Oh, yeah. Dormammu! I've come to bargain.
It's not last week.
Yeah, the quote is, at least it's not the last week's thing. And then you said, Dormammu.
Dormammu? I don't remember the quote.
I've come to flirt your plan.
I've come to flip the peanuts. We're done.
Who is the chief model maker?
23rd? Who's the what?
Who's the chief model maker?
Oh, I heard this word earlier today and I do not remember.
What?
Model maker.
In Star Wars.
He's in DC.
Lorne Peterson. Of whom was Darth Vader speaking when he said he will join us or die?
Chris Pratt's
my Chris Pratt's my
The answer is Luke Skywalker.
Yes, hello.
Thanks for listening, guys. We'll have you listening next week.
Sorry.
Bye.
Yes.
Is it Lex Luthor?
Bye. Sorry.
See you later. Bye.
Depovola de-evolution.
Ebola?
Ebola.
Ebola.
Ebola thong.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. If you enjoyed this, connect with us on social media, and of course like and subscribe so you don't miss out. Music is brought to you by Kevin MacLeod. Find more of his music by visiting incompetch.com or clicking on the link in the description. If you want to listen to more, find us on anchor.fm or website unstabletogetherpod.wixsite.com, and pretty much anywhere you can find podcasts.